What are you looking for, and where are you looking for it at? This morning, we're going to talk about what you're looking for. Why are you not finding what you're looking for? And when you find it, are you prepared to deal with it? Good day, good day, good day, everybody. It's another day. I hope you all had a great Easter week. He is alive. He is alive. He is risen. The week went very fast for me. I mean, I got to be honest with you, it was very, 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 very fast. We literally had a great week. We took through every day of the week building up to Easter. Good Friday was a great bonus class. I know everybody, we don't have class on Friday, but I did an extra Friday show on Good Friday. So it was kind of fun. It was a short one. But today I wanted to follow up with, what are we doing with all this God stuff? What are we doing with all this Christ stuff? What are we doing with the fact that he's alive? What are we doing with the fact that he rose again and he is truthful? And all these things that were prognosticated in the Old Testament ultimately came true in the New Testament. And Christian believers believe that, in fact, the final, no pun here, nail was put in the hand of Christ, and the final prophecy was fulfilled, and Christ did rise from the dead. So now here we are. We have this Bible. We have 2,000 years of history. We have the probably the arguably the largest religious following in the world. And what do we do with it? How are we growing our brothers? How are we growing our sisters? How are we growing our friends? How are we growing our family? How are we growing our businesses? Sometimes I think it's just important that I remind you that my name is Todd Saylor, and I'm the author of the book, The Brand and the Attitudinal Disorder, Wired Differently. And so I just thought maybe I'd bring you up to speed a little bit. Wired Differently is a mindset, right? A movement, a mission, and a ministry. It's a mindset, a mission, a movement, and a ministry, right? So it's a mindset. It's something, Wired Differently is something that we've been ingrained in us by God. He's given us this brain. He's given us a beautiful mind. He's given us a subconscious, and he's given us all these tools to do battle with in this world that we live in. And it's interestingly enough, I write about it in my third book, Your Will Be Done. It's third in the series of Wired Differently. I wrote a fourth book, was titled Wired Differently for Profits, but it's a different type of book. It's a business book. But I just want you to understand that the mindset that we talk about is that of what we actually talk about, maybe even God shares with us in Romans. Hang on here. Let me get my. It's always a challenge with these earpieces. And I am always ready, but then there's always some kind of game going on. I don't like the big headset. So anyways, so Ephesians 8:6 in Rome, I'm sorry, Romans 8:6 says, mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the spirit is life and peace. So if your mind is governed by the flesh, like that's what we're talking about. When we're born into this world, we are born into flesh until we accept Christ into our hearts. If it's governed by flesh, right, it is ultimately death. But then it goes into Romans 8:6, but the mind governed by the spirit is life and peace. And so the mindset, right, when I say the mindset, the mission, the movement, and the ministry, we start with the mindset. And the mindset is of certainly God first, but I think it's understandable that God gave us a mind, a prefrontal cortex, a subconscious, this whole fleshly body that works on an autonomic nervous system, regardless of whether we've accepted Christ in our life or not. And so what's important that we understand that we start with the mindset, right? Knowing that at some point in our life, we have to accept Christ into our hearts so that our mind and our subconscious are governed what? By the spirit. And then we would have life and peace. But if our mind is not governed by the spirit, then it's governed by the flesh. And that ultimately means death. So the mindset, the mission, the movement, and the ministry. So the mission is to share the gospel, right? We've talked about that a lot in the show. The movement is to help encourage other people, to coach people into being brave enough. Right? Brave enough to share the gospel, to stand tall in your business, in your life, in your family, and adhere to the word of God and tell other people about it, even when things aren't convenient, right? And the ministry is clearly understanding and living out and sharing the gospel. And so we can all do that. And my job is to build you personally in that. My job is to build you spiritually in that. And my job is to help build you profitably in that. So that gives you the mindset, the mission, the movement, and the ministry of Wired Differently. Now then I give you what my job is, or the core of what I'm here to do with you, for you to be your coach, is to build you spiritually, personally, and profitably. Now, if you're talking about in the Bible, it's more like fruitfully. What are you getting out of your life? What's going on in your world? What's going on in your family? What's going on in your job? What's going on in your love life? What's going on in your worship life? I mean, all these things, fruitfully is not just always bent around how much money you have in your bank account. Because at the end of the day, you know, when we go, we're going to have money in our bank account, or not have money in our bank account. It's what we do here on earth and who we take with us to the kingdom, right? I'm recruiting warriors for the kingdom. And today we got a little bit of a warrior talk going on here. So let's just kind of move into a little bit of warrior talk. And so what I want to talk to you about today is the full armor of God, Ephesians 6, 10 through 18. But I want to tell you a story that kind of led me up to that and just kind of build you up into where we're going with this. So now you know the mindset, the mission, the ministry, and the movement. And now you know my job is to build you personally, spiritually, and profitably or fruitfully, right? And now today we're kind of talking about what we're going to teach on this week. And I really want to talk to you about the full armor of God. So I'm going to give you a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday on full armor of God. And we're going to break that down. We're going to say, well, what does that mean? What is the full armor of God? I mean, I've heard about it. I've heard people talk about it. I've heard how that is. And so I'm like, well, how can we be prepared? And it's kind of interesting how I thought about this topic today and how God delivered it to me in the message early this morning. Was is that the weekend I actually put out the, I don't know, let's do this real quick. I put together this AI photo for the event. And so it's right here. I don't know if I can enlarge that. Let's see. This is the image I created in AI. And here is the image. What are you looking for? And so when I put this whole thing together, I thought, oh man, what's the story in my head? What's God calling me? What am I doing? What's moved the needle for me this week? And how can I share with people? And I had this story that I've told maybe 2 years ago on the show. And I want to tell it again today to set this up. But the ending, or what I want to teach from it, is a little differently. And so it's a picture of a young man driving a car right here, and he's driving down the road. And what I want you to pay attention to is the skies are cloudy here, and there's some billboards here. He's got cars. And if you could see his face, he's worried, he's concerned. And so what I want to do is take you through this story, and I'm going to set you up for the full armor of God. I'm actually going to tell you a story about when I was a young man, and I was trying to make the grade with my two little kids. And we, you know, like a lot of us out there, we're working every day, and we wonder, like, When will all this pay off? When will the money come in? I have seven people I'm coaching right now, and I love every one of them. I really do. I enjoy what I do. But everybody has come to me with a problem. And I'm very grateful that for the most part, I'm undefeated in that regard, that we've been able to help people. And a lot of them stay on for coaching. And I'm very appreciative of it. But it's this idea of what you're looking for and how do we find it and what's going on in our life. And that's why it's important that you understand when you start following Wired Differently, that we're talking about a mindset, a mission, a movement, and a ministry. You have to have all these things in your purpose statement, right? I really believe that. And that you need to understand that I'm going to develop you personally, spiritually, and profitably. But we're all looking for, and most of us come for help after we're broken. And I think that's sometimes it's a little too late, but it's never late. Too late to get something done, but don't always wait till you're broken, but get here, get there, get to somebody, talk to somebody, mentor up, do something that can help you avoid some of these pitfalls. But I was in that very same role growing up. I had two children, very newly born. I was married at 23 years old. And I like to tell this story because it's really a godly story. I found Christ. I was married when I was 23, I found Christ when I was some 23, 24 years old. I knew God, but I didn't know Christ. My wife brought me the gospel, and a good friend by the name of John Alcock shared the Holy Spirit with me, and I accepted the Lord and Christ, my Savior, into my heart, standing on a fence along a roadside with this great man, John Elcock. So I thank him to this day. Church of the Weinbrenner, Church of God. But the story kind of builds. So as I'm going through life, I've lost money. I should have went bankrupt. I started over two or three times. And finally, I kind of hit it in a job where I was out selling payroll, of all things, and probably 19. And I was down and out. Didn't have enough money to get to Cleveland, didn't have enough to really get back. And I was building this pipeline of business. And as I drove to Cleveland, I had like three appointments in Cleveland that were, if I could just sell one of them, I would have made the day and it would have put everything in really good shape for me. And things would have been maybe turn the corner. And as I got to Cleveland, it was a wintry, springy day. And I remember thinking, man, my first appointment just bombed out on me. My second appointment bombed out on me. My third appointment, I had called three times. They haven't answered the phone. They haven't returned a call yet. That was before we had cell phones. You had to pull over to a pay phone and you stop and call, do what you're going to do, things of that. It was crazy. And finally, I realized that on all four appointments, I had bombed. No one said yes. No one wanted to see. No one wanted to go to the next steps. And it was a very miserable time. And I was leaving Cleveland. And as I was leaving Cleveland, I remember thinking, man, how could it get any worse? God, why have you asked? I mean, I have been called to this faith. I've accepted you in my heart. And I'm not sure how this is all going to work out. But man, I'm telling you, I don't have the resources to pay my bills. I don't have the resources to face my wife when I get home. And as I was driving through Cleveland, on the way back from Cleveland, on the way to Indiana, I was coming through the town, downtown portion, proper portion of Cleveland. But as I was coming into the city, right, as I was coming into the city, I remember just praying to God. I threw out a fleece. Does anyone know what a fleece is? I threw out a fleece, and this fleece was, man, dear Lord, it's starting to rain. The clouds are cloudy, and it's gray. And I said, I know the sun's out there. I said, if you could just show me the sun, just give me some hope. Just give me some hint that you're truly out there. I mean, like, I'm not doubting you, but I just need you to let me, that you're listening to me, and that this is going to be okay, and the next deals are going to happen. And just because I bombed on these means I'm closer to another deal, and all this is going to pay off. And I remember thinking, dear God, just let me see a sliver of sunshine. And as I drove on my way through Cleveland, it was crazy because the clouds got darker. I mean, I'm like, God, really? Really? Is this how we're going to roll today? I mean, how hard is it for you to just part the clouds and just give me a little sliver? I know you got a lot of people out there, but I'm really hurting right now, man. I am really looking for you right now, and I need you. I need you right now. And it's not that I really need you to lift anything for me, God. I just want some reassurance. So please, God, just part the skies. Just, I mean, even just a little bit, just a little, just let me see a ray of sunshine, and I'll know you hear me, and I know you're thinking, and I know that things are going to get home. I'm going to be okay, and everything's going to be fine. The babies are going to be fed, and the jobs are going to work out, and I just keep trucking. I just need some encouragement. God, please just show me. And to my amazement, as I looked up, it literally started to rain. I'm like, is this the way this is supposed to be? I mean, you say you're for me. You say you ask me for anything you want, and you pray on me, and I've been studying you, God, and I'm looking at all these things, and I'm not even asking for food. I'm not asking for manna. I'm not asking to part the Red Sea. I'm not asking for you to raise the dead. I'm not asking for manna. I got a simple request here, God. It's simply part the sky. You do it every day. It's somewhere, everywhere. You simply could just literally show me some sunshine right here. That's all I would really want. Please, God. Please, God. Show me your face. Show me a ray of sunshine. And to my amazement, I looked up and the rain turned to hail. It started pummeling my car. Hail and rain and darkness. Oh, my God. How is this? I'm looking for you. I'm crying out for you. Abba, Father, I'm not asking for much. And the more I ask from you, the more you pound me. I'm only looking for a sliver of sunshine. And as I put my head down in some sorrow and pity for myself and wondering what was going to happen, and I never felt really so low in my life. I was out of money. I was out of time. I was literally running out of gas. And really, all I asked for was a pittance, so just a small ray or burst of sunshine. And I gave up. I felt sorry for myself. But the thing is, as I put my head down and I continued to pray and in sorrow, in pity for myself, I looked up one last. And as I came around the corner in Cleveland, I looked up and there was this huge billboard and it said, Sunshine Bakery, Sunshine Bakery. Now, this was close to 30 years ago. And I guess the encouragement I want to give you today on this story and set up this study of the full armor of God is that, you know, I think we have to ask ourselves as we go through our walk, what are we looking for, right? Where are we going to see it? Because God is going to deliver to us. And that's where I came up with this whole story and this idea and what I felt God was asking me to talk to you about on a Monday morning is that literally, what are we asking for? I was asking for sunshine. I was asking for a burst of sunshine. I was asking for a sign from God. I was asking for a fleece. And all I could do was look up, look up, look up. There's the sun. Where are we at? How are we going to do this? Give me a sign, God. Please share this with me because I am miserable, right? I know some of us have been there. I'm not miserable right now. I have miserable moments, but I want to tell you right now, I know a lot of you go through miserable moments. A lot of you are wondering where God is. Why aren't you showing up? Why aren't you showing up? Why aren't you showing up? I think if you really look at it in the inverse way, God shows up less than he really shows up if you really want to look at it that way. But it's really not that case. It's not what I'm trying to share with you today. The story of the Sunshine Bakery is this very thing, is that as I was in my misery looking up for God, praying for a fleece of a sunshine ray or a sunshine burst, I was calling unto him, please part the sky, show me sun. I only asked for sunshine. And I thought God would not show up. But what had happened is God showed up in a different way. He showed up, but on a billboard. He showed up on a sign. He showed up when I was looking forward, looking up. He showed up. And I think it's cataclysmic if we don't realize how God truly works in our lives. I think a lot of us, including me, certainly more in my younger days than now, was asking, with little less expecting, but more asking. And we're looking and asking for things in a certain way. And God is all-knowing and omnipotent. And in this story, I title it, It's Always Sunny in Cleveland. It made it very clear to me, and I think I've been making it very clear to you, that this whole idea of God on our terms is kind of interesting. How many of you out there right now are looking around for God? How many of you right now are looking only up for God? How many of you are demanding basically things from God? I know he asks us to ask for things, but I think I was in more of a demanding phase. You need to show me your face. I believe the story. I'm doing everything you asked me to do. Therefore, what I'm asking of you must happen, and I'm looking up here for you to deliver a sign that that is true. You said you would deliver. I don't mean to be a heavy Monday morning, but I mean, this story is really powerful. And it sets up a lot for the armor of God that we're going to be talking about on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And we'll probably use this story as a baseline because the whole idea of what are you looking for is embroiled into this story. This dude driving down a road, demanding God to show up with a fleece of a sunshine in the cloud that needs to open. But when it doesn't open, it rains more, it gets darker. It's everything Everything the opposite is happening in the sky that the dude is praying for. The sun never showed up in the sky. The sun, the fleece of sunshine never appeared for that prayer, or that beg, or that moment of groveling to God in his depression of life not working out. God, just show me the sunshine. That's all I'm asking. That's it. Is that too much? Why are you letting me down? I've done everything you've asked. It's lonely, man. And it's scary because you think that maybe God isn't real for a moment. You maybe think I'm a fool. You maybe think that I've been telling everybody about you and you can't even show me a burst of sunshine. But in the last waning moments, as the man drove around the corner, stopped looking up and looked forward, he saw a billboard of a burst of sunshine titled Sunshine Bakery. So what I want to share with you this morning in the final minutes of this is, you know, what are you looking for? I mean, I think life is confusing enough with work and family and what is your purpose, right? I think a lot of us are looking for our purpose. I think a lot of us are looking to God for something. But I think the question should be, where are you looking? These are emotionally charged messages I give, and I do let it all hang out. And sometimes I'm embarrassed of my own emotion. But I mean, it's just who we are. So what are you looking for? And where are you looking? Because I think the message here is that we're going to carry over is that God shows up, period. And when we start to confine God in a place, in an exact moment, I think we're messing with his plan a lot. He wants us to pray. He wants us to ask. He wants us to throw those fleeces out there. He wants us to trust in him. But I just don't think he is going to hit you in the nose every time. I think he's going to come from the side. I think he's going to come from the top. I think he's going to come around from behind. I think he's going to come around and hug you from the front. I think he's going to come from every angle. And when we start to put God in a box and we start to put God in confinement and we start to demand God for things, I think that he's more or less chuckling. But I think he was a little peeved off at me. Why the thunder clouds? Why the storm? Why the anger? Why was I? Because maybe it wasn't anger. Maybe it was just a message. Maybe some people need to be talked to a little bit more sternly than others, like you, Todd. It's not all about you, Todd. Your life is intertwining with a lot of people. You're touching a lot of people. And you have no idea what I'm going to be doing with you, bro, in 35 years. You're going to be telling this story in 35 years, and it's going to mean a whole lot more than it means right now. Tell him to look forward. Tell him not to be demanding of me, but grateful of me. Reassure them that I will show up, but I'm not always going to show up exactly where they want, but I will show up. And tell him to put on the full armor of God. Listen, I had a great time this morning with you, 30 minutes of a lot of storytelling, a lot of messages. But here, listen, I just want you to jump on here to wireddifferently.com and support me in this mindset, mission, movement, and ministry. Get to wireddifferently.com. We got great shirts, over 100 varieties of Christian-based shirts. Some say Wired Differently. Some say all your favorite Bible verses on them. Love to have your support at wireddifferently.com. Go in there and click your shirts. And you people that are watching the show, get a promo code called Wired15, W-I-R-E-D 15. And that gets you 15% off these shirts that are already in beta process right now, where you haven't really officially launched this site. So you guys are getting shirts already almost made to your likeness, your needs, the Wired Differently Mindset, Mission, Movement, and Ministry. You're going to get them at a discount before you get an extra discount of Wired, W-I-R-E-D 15. So get to that and check it out. Listen, tomorrow we're going to be going over the 6 pieces to the armor of God. We're going to finish this series of what are you looking for, but more importantly, where are you looking? This has been the Wired Differently Experience. W-D-E.
EX.